Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We got one of the most prolific and successful online video directors joining us. Enough respect. I had him on for about 15 minutes. John Watkins is his name, from Cardiff, England. And I wanted to have him up for most of an hour because I want to not just get into the censorship he's under or what Google or YouTube are announcing to censor. I wanted to get into overall the way they're going to shut down and kill the web. Now, listen. Everybody's emailing me right now saying, Alex, you were right again. How did you know? And people are saying he must be an agent. How does he always know how they're going to attack, what they're going to do? Ladies and gentlemen, it's like I say, if I read the TV guide and it's Monday night and it tells me Monday Night Football is coming on at this time in this station, and I tell my buddies, hey, let's go watch the game at the local bar, you know, hypothetically, they don't pat me on the back and say I'm a genius. That's what's so frustrating about all of this. They've announced they're shutting the web down. They've announced how they're going to do it. I told you 5 years ago when they announced it. They really announced it 7, 8 years ago in 2000. I learned about it in 2002, 2003. I mean, I knew they had ways to censor, ways to filter, but I didn't know about Internet 2 until about 2002. And then I sat there for hours reading their public statements and their plan with the governments of China, Japan, Europe, Russia, the United States. And they are going to shut the web down, and they told us how they're going to do it. And they even wrote articles about it. It's even been in the news. And then I can't get the public to believe me. I do videos. I post the articles. I put it on the web. And I'll go look at the YouTube comments. And, you know, there'll be 100,000 people that are 200,000 or 300,000 in the case of Enough Respect video that have watched it. And half the comments, oh, he's a big liar. He's a government agent lying to us. Instead of, regardless of who I am, if you haven't been noticed, I'm a good guy with the track record. Why don't you at least address what I'm saying? It's like the last hour with the Marines lying about running checkpoints. We got one of them coming on tomorrow. I think they're going to acclimate the enemy. I think they're going to come on here and, you know, talk down to us slaves, and it's going to fool us. We know you're here to win a victory. We understand that. We understand we've been designated the enemy. We're giving you a chance to come over and join the American people instead of being traitors. And I'm tired of your crap. I'm tired of them lying to my face when I know exactly what they're up to. I'm sick of it. They built FEMA camps. They're coming after your guns. They're going to shut the web down. You got me? And if you just get angry, and if you just stop being children and living in denial about what's happening, we could turn this around, and they wouldn't be able to. Now, they've already stolen 60% of the pension funds. In a couple months, it's all going to be gone, dumbasses. Excuse me, I'm sorry. I'm talking to those out there that don't believe me. It's all going to be too late, you stupid freaks. It's not too late to take the government back and arrest these people and get our money back. The United States is being blown out financially, and they're going to come in and suppress us militarily afterward. Now, do you care about this? Do you want to try to stop this? Or do you want to continue to allow them to use military psychology on you, telling you this is not an assault when it is an assault? I want to tell the troops and the government, anybody else involved in this takeover, you are treasonous traitors. There's no doubting it. Your bosses are openly stealing us blind. You're openly criminal. You openly push torture. You are a disgrace to this country and the American flag, and you are enemies of this country.
When you're out driving this holiday season, keep in mind you're being watched. Whether you know it or not, red light and speed cameras are everywhere, ready to snap a photo of your license plate. One simple, harmless error could end up costing you over $500, quickly putting an end to your holiday cheer. Fight back with Photo Blocker. Simply spray your plate once, and you're done. Any photos of your license plate will appear overexposed, making them virtually unreadable. See the newscast showing just how Photo Blocker works against traffic cameras. Christmas is here, and the economy is in bad enough shape without spending hundreds of dollars in fees that can be avoided with one simple application of Photo Blocker. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. Or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray your plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I briefly just want to make it clear. The foreign banks, in their own documents that we've posted and written about and had guests on covering, like the former chief economist of the World Bank, come in and destroy economies by design. As things begin falling apart, they come in and tell the government, give us unlimited power if they didn't already have it, and we will fix the financial situation. They then completely destroy the nation down to pennies on the dollar with the value of the stock market and savings. They steal all the pension funds. And then the IMF and World Bank put in private intelligence groups and sometimes use CIA and others. This is mainstream news now. To monitor the public. If the public won't riot over having their pension funds taken, by then they've already privatized the water and the roads, and they slap up toll roads overnight, or they just shut roads. They triple or quadruple the price of water and natural gas, and then they sit back and watch the riots start. And then once the riots start, the people feel real good burning and stealing and attacking for a few weeks or even months. Then everybody's demoralized, everything's destroyed, then they come in and even hammer the depression harder and then put in a new puppet government who always blames the last government and says, and it's your fault for rioting, that you screwed everything up, and they call that the IMF riot. Now, I've been talking about this since 2002, since I learned about it. I mean, I learned in history, even in college, how the Marines would be sent into third world countries and the U.S. would do the same thing there that they've done in modern times. And then Smedley Butler talked about how he was a bag man for the bankers. you know, two-time Congressional Medal of Honor winner. He was about to be Marine Corps Commandant, most highly decorated Marine in Marine Corps history. I'm sure the Marines will urinate all over him and call him evil and call him a terrorist traitor because he isn't for destroying America now, because they're a bunch, you know, certainly the leadership and those that I've talked to, a lot of Marines are good and hate it. A lot of them love it. I mean, they love this evil. They're on the website with their own handles on InfoWars, linked back to their MySpace, you know, saying, I want to kick your teeth in. I can't wait to kill you. And you think it's a joke, and you go to their MySpace, and they're in their uniform. They want to kill Americans. I mean, they're just total evil has taken over them. I mean, they are total killers, past the point of what they were 20, 30 years ago. Now, a lot of them are upset about what's happening. But to make a long story short here, Smedley Butler went along with all this, and then they finally approached him and said, we're going to make you basically military dictator over the military under Prescott Bush and the Harrimans, and we want you to overthrow the United States. We've got a secret program with police chiefs that want to work with you and the Army. We want you to lead a group of 500,000 men with the Army. Most of them are police and former military. We've got a network. We're going to overthrow the U.S. and set up a fascist dictatorship. And you're going to be like Heinrich Himmler. And he said, oh, yeah, I like that plan. And he went to their meetings and was given all the documents. And then he went and blew the whistle, and they got arrested. Some of them did. Some of them were too powerful to arrest, so they just couldn't bring it out in the media. And they had congressional hearings in the late 40s, early 50s, McCormick-Dickstein Committee. I have some of that in my film, Endgame. The point is, they always use the Marines. That's what the Marines do. They take over countries. And they take over third world nations. They're a pocket army. They're a rapid reaction shock troops. And that's their use. Now, I'm not attacking John Paul Jones and the Revolutionary Forefathers. I'm not attacking the Marine Corps and going down to Mexico and kicking the butt of, you know, their leadership down there, from the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli. But there's no doubt, since the 30s, it has been total New World Order, and Smedley Butler wrote a book about it, War is a Racket. And so they're going to implode the economy by design, as I've been telling you for a decade, and then bring in troops as the, quote, saviors. This is all a setup, and the troops are destroying their own futures. By the way, we've gotten the press release from the CHIPS in California, the Highway Patrol, that they are using Marines at checkpoints, and we have the later press release denying it. And then they lied, and the Marines were on the streets. There's a $1,000 reward for footage of Marines at checkpoints anywhere in the United States. And then if I get a bunch of video from different people, the next best will get 500, and then the next five winners will get 500 apiece. I'd love to give you more. I just don't have the money. And even when we get the footage, and even when we get local newscasts, the public will still say there's no Marines. As the Marines take their guns out of their homes, they will say there are no Marines. As their child dies of cancer from the GMO crops, they will say there is no GMO, there is no cancer. I mean, it's just a nation of jellyfish that have allowed this to happen. And, all right, I've said enough on that front. Let's shift gears into internet censorship. This is out of the Wall Street Journal today. Google wants its own fast track on the web. Then you read the article and admits that it's going to shut down the old web and it'll crawl if it even works. No more net neutrality. The old web is being allowed to fall apart and die, as Internet 2 said 6 years ago, the big international consortium. And then Google and a handful of other big IT giants, they will be the web of the future, with only a few thousand mainstream news websites and video sites. Then you say, well, I'll just go on YouTube and Google and upload my stuff there. No, Google has now announced Friday, the Register reported on it out of England, that they are going to censor whatever they want, whenever they want, and they are now going to hand select who gets to be in the search rankings, and you're basically going to have to pay them to be in their search rankings. And I've suddenly noticed, because I'm always studying it, suddenly most of my stuff is gone. Most of my videos, most of the articles I've written that we published years ago, 6 months ago, before they'd be top of the web, top of Google, because whatever gets the most hits goes to the top under the fair system they had that made them number one. Not anymore. They've knocked us out everywhere. Now, we're still growing despite that, but we're not reaching as many new people. That's why you've got to go to other websites, chat rooms, MySpace, YouTube, Google, and hundreds of others while you still can. It's now happening. The taxing of the web, the regulating, cable companies not letting you visit most sites, Australia, headline, passing, Chinese-style internet censorship. It's all happening. And it's all in the Wall Street Journal today. They go on and admit this will shut down the web, and this is Obama's upgrade of the web. As I told you a week ago when he announced it, I said, that's Internet 2. And here it is. It is Internet 2. This is it. This is it, boys. So we better use it while we've got it. We need to fight for the web, fight for its freedom, fight for its openness now like we're going to lose it. But we need to fight like we're going to lose it, because we are going to lose it. If we raise enough hue and cry, if we expose what they're doing, we may be able to back them off. But living in denial about the fact that they're trying this is what's going to let them succeed. And we need to reach out to people with the basic information about the New World Order and how it really operates as if they are going to be successful. So hope for the best, prepare for the worst. Reach as many people as you can, like the web's not going to be there in 6 months, a year, maybe even sooner. The web as you know it. It'll just be a few thousand mainline sites, all heavily censored. There's a perfect storm coming together to do this. The newspapers are dying. The TV is imploding. People don't trust them anymore. The alternative blogs are blowing them out of the water. So they're panicking. Somebody like Nuff Respect, that's his handle. He can make a video, you know, that 5 million people watch in a year. A 5 minute video that took him a few hours to make. John Watkins from Cardiff. John, thanks for holding while I went into that basic rant. It's just so much is going on. So much is unfolding right now. What's your battle plan? What's your ideas of ways to counter this?
Hi, Alex. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, well, with this censorship, I mean, it's just getting beyond the joke now. I mean, I've spoken to so many people just in this last week who told me so many different stories about how they're being censored, you know, all the different ways that, you know, Google is now is trying to restrict people's, you know, free speech. But, you know, one thing I think, you know, I encourage every YouTube user to take part in this boycott that we're organizing for this Friday, you know, so that we can send a clear message to YouTube. Because, you know, we have to accept that they are a company and, you know, they're obviously motivated by money. So, you know, there's only so much that we can do, but we can at least get a message out to them, you know, just to let them know that we're not happy about all these different changes that they're implementing on YouTube now. And, you know, I'm not saying that this blackout on this coming Friday is necessarily going to, you know, make Google change their minds about all these different new policies that they brought in. But I think that at the very least, it'll get Google to seriously reconsider, you know, what they're doing at the moment and reconsider any.
Well, it's the beginning of an idea, and it introduces to people that we better have an alternative to Google and YouTube. We educate people that they're censoring and restricting and cheating the hit counts to keep us off the front page. And I'm going to ask the Alex Jones Channel guy to have our channel go black for that day, shut our videos down for that day. You know, if you shut your videos down for that day, that is really, and if everybody else does that and doesn't visit YouTube Friday, that will send them a strong message.
Well, that's right. You know, if enough of us do this, then obviously they won't be able to ignore it. YouTube, you know, they obviously already know because there's so many people who've uploaded videos this week.
But it's not so much about even letting them know. It's about everybody else wondering what we're talking about. I mean, it's a huge event. It's very important.
Oh, well, that's right. I mean, we've got to take action now. And as I say, the simplest form of action is simply just to boycott Google's products completely and, you know, and to obviously refrain from using YouTube for at least one day. And I think most people can manage that. You know, I personally won't be using YouTube for probably a week. You know, from the 19th of December, I probably won't use it again right up until the end of December. You know, and I've already stopped using Google products completely now because, you know, I'm just so annoyed by the fact that they're refusing to listen to us.
And we need to start moving now. Well, they're about to be given a government monopoly over Internet, too. So that's, you know, don't be evil. They were set up by the CIA. We have the documents. It's always been a front. It's meant to make you think it's the alternative, but it's allowed to break all the rules on the web, do whatever it wants. They are the beast. They've moved in with NASA. We'll be right back. Stay there. We're talking Enough Respect.
The holiday season is here again, a time to appreciate our friends and family and the many blessings we have. It's also time to find unique gift ideas for those we love. This year, why not give a gift that saves your loved ones money? A 2-ounce bottle of fuel conditioner from Fuel Saver Technologies makes a great stocking stuffer. It's also an inexpensive and thoughtful present. A small squeeze of our product in the gas tank improves combustion, boosting fuel economy 10 to 20% or more. Completely safe for all engines, our fuel additive also reduces emissions, maintenance costs, and reduces the friction of engine moving parts. Each little bottle treats 100 gallons of gasoline or 50 gallons of diesel. With a case of 16 or 32 bottles, you'll have plenty to give as gifts, and the cost is only $6 per bottle with free shipping. Call us toll-free, 866-768-7811, or go online at FuelSaverInc.com. That's 866-768-7811, a unique gift that saves everyone money.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, December 15, 2008. Gold opened this morning at 828.80. A 1-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $853.54, $426.77 for the half ounce, and $213.38 for a quarter ounce. That's $853.54, $426.77, and $213.38.
The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its $1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in the global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Santa, Christmas Eve, and you haven't left yet?
Ho, 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 ho. No, I can't find my keys.
Here's the perfect gift. Our patented Find One, Find All Key Finder, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet, and projects a loud 90-plus decibel beep. And new for Christmas, there's even a FOFA just for eyeglasses.
Where did I put my glasses, Mrs. Claus? Oh, here they are.
Luckily, Rudolph's nose isn't the only thing that flashes.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. Again, that's findonefindall.com.
Denial is letting all of this happen. Denial about the troops, denial about the banks, denial about the corrupt government that's on TV and radio and print telling us how good they are, how much they love us. And they're a pack of criminals and dirtbag parasites. You need to get angry, folks, because once tyranny happens, it just takes everything. It just destroys everything. And now we're getting deep into it. Now we're getting down the line, the FEMA camps, the troops, all of it. And to do that, they've got to shut down the web, but they've got to have the cattle still think everything's okay. So they're going to advertise, oh, the evil, bad, dirty web that wasn't safe for your kids. It's now been shut down, and if you try to get on it, maybe you can if you're a techie expert. But for everybody else, there's the new Google, the Google that runs the whole backbone. And so it's important to start using some of the other search engines that are out there. It's important to start using. I've kicked Google Ads off of InfoWars and Prison Planet, and then one of my people, I saw Google back up there, and they go, oh, it must have been an old template. Anybody in my office, this is the message right now, if I see Google Ads back up, you're fired. Okay, just get that part straight right there. I'm having nothing to do with them. Okay? I have to do that now or people don't listen to me. Okay, going back to John Watkins. John, this is a short segment. Again, you run the channel Enough Respect on YouTube with tens of millions of views. They've been censoring you in a cocktail of different ways. Where do you see all this going in this fight?
Well, it's pretty worrying, really, because, you know, if this carries on the way it's going, I can imagine within only a couple of years, I can imagine that Google will own just about every service available on the net, because that seems to be the way it's going. You know, Google seems to be trying to monopolize just about every internet service available, including, you know, videos, email, search engines, web browsers.
And they're being allowed to.
That's right. You know, no one seems to be really that bothered about
that's
it.
That's the key. I mean, they'll shut down some small business and say that it's a trust when it's not. But then Google truly is setting one up.
Well, this is it. And, you know, what tends to happen is, the pattern I see is that whenever Google has a competitor that is extremely popular, like YouTube was, Google will simply just buy it out, just like they're doing with Yahoo now. I heard the other day that they're trying to buy out Yahoo. So it seems like they're basically, you know, restricting our freedom of choice as well as, you know, censoring
and
our freedom.
And the key is they're working with the government to restrict and shut people down. And again, I'll just tell everybody right now, this is a big deal because that's how we reach a lot of new people. You don't find my stuff in the search engines like you did before. They are going in and removing it. I can put in whole headlines of articles we've written, John, that got, you know, I mean, back when the British bombed themselves, you know, the British government on 7/7, if you typed in London bombing, it was number one on the search engine. But now we put in our headlines, it's not there. It's not that it's moved down the rankings, it's gone.
Well, this is it, and I can actually remember that because when the London bombings occurred, you know, I just like many other people, I went on the internet and I was searching for information about it. And you know, when you typed, you know, London bombings into Google, it was the whole search results on that first page was all Prison Planet and InfoWars links. Then after a while, what they did was get rid of the descriptions underneath those links. So all you had was just the link itself and no description underneath it. And now I see that a lot of those links are disappearing completely now. So, you know, obviously there is an agenda in place to restrict this information, you know. And, you know, they're restricting, you know, our ability to get information out there to people. And, you know, it's quite worrying, really.
Well, I put in the exact headline from the Bayfest in Alabama where they had troops searching three-year-old children, training them how to be slaves. And I put in the exact headline that wouldn't come up, but then I went to my site and found it. I mean, they are literally censoring exact headlines now. For those that don't know how search engines work, that means they have been de-indexing. They have been removing us on purpose.
Well, that's right, yeah. I mean, that's right. You know, so we've got to make a stand. We've got to let Google know that we're not happy with the way that they're operating. You know, if we do nothing, it's only going to get worse. So we've got to protest in some way about it. And boycotting is one thing that we can do. And I'm sure it will have some effect, although Google will obviously make out that it's not bothering them at all. But, you know, I mean, there's just so many different ways that they're stopping certain videos, for instance, going viral on YouTube now. You know, just a host of different ways. Fiddling the view counters, removing honors from videos, removing honors from people's channels like they did with my channel last week and a few other people they've done this to, and removing pages full of comments. And this is another way they keep videos out of the most discussed list, is to remove lots of comments so that it keeps it low on those lists. And, you know,
that's right. When it's a video with a girl in a bikini, they keep all the comments. But then they remove them from ours. You'll just go in and there'll be, say, 2,000 comments. They'll just remove them and start it over to knock you off the main pages. And again, the worst part of this is they pose like they're open and free. It's just absolutely disgusting. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The United States is bankrupt and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Look, you don't think the bankers are going to gut you for tens of trillions of dollars. We've already got $8.5 trillion. You don't think they're just going to put troops on the streets to crack your heads and teach you how to lick boots. No, they're going to shut the web down. But for all the cowardly pig people out there, they're still going to have their NFL websites. They're still going to have their Dancing with the Stars websites. They're still going to have the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times. They're still going to have CNN and Fox News. They can't play on a level playing field. We're kicking their butts. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, bigger than most major newspaper websites. They're scared of that and thousands of other prolific sites out there, so they're shutting them down. And so, ladies and gentlemen, that's why we stay on shortwave and stay on AM and FM dial, because that's all precious. But they're moving in with the digital to shut down the mom-and-pop stations. They are hitting us from every side as we go into this darkness. That's why it's important to have hard copies of all my books and videos and materials. Low-tech info war, because as things get worse and worse, that information will be more and more precious. That's why if you don't have the full library of DVDs and films at Infowars.com, you need to get them or call toll-free to get them, 888-253-3139. And long-term, they admit, they plan within about 5 years, your computer will have nothing on it. You won't be able to buy one that doesn't. It will all be about the servers, and it'll be their servers, and everything you have will be on their servers, their system. And so you'll just have a terminal or a handheld device that dials into them, and then see, they are re-engineering the architecture so there's no freedom. When video sharing sites got big, they just bought them up. So don't leave Google and YouTube. Keep fighting there in MySpace. But clone everything you do to lesser sub-sites and try to promote those and make them big. Use alternative search engines. We're going to do a big story about this and fight for this issue because they're going to incrementally hack the web down to nothing. Going back to John Watkins' Enough Respect YouTube channel, Enough Respect, you're going to be able Friday, right, to basically turn your site off for a day, or what are you planning to do?
Well, what I'm planning to do, as you mentioned earlier, about uploading a video that just contains just noise and black, just a black screen, basically, just nothing, just as a little protest to say, you know, I'm not happy with this. And also what I'm going to do, I'll upload that before Friday, and then what I'm going to do is from Friday for a good couple of days, I'm just going to switch all videos to private so that only friends can view those videos. And, some of my videos do get quite a lot of views, so I'm sure that, YouTube should notice that. I'm sure they would notice.
What they're going to notice is the big buzz of all these sites being turned off, including the Alex Jones channel. I'm going to get the guy that runs that to shut it down. And again, because we need to show people what it's going to be like if they win.
Well, that's right. We've got to protest about this now, because if we do nothing, it'll just continue. And, you know, it's frightening, really, when you consider, you know, what they're doing right now. It really makes you worry about where it's all going to end up, really, you know. I mean, Google has just taken over just about every service available on the Internet. And if that carries on, it's just going to be one big monopoly that Google owns. And, you know, that's just the tip of the iceberg, really, because when you look into Internet 2, the way they're chopping up the web, it's just, I mean, obviously, you know, we know the reason why they're doing it, because in order for them to continue with their globalist agenda, they need to restrict the web, and that's exactly what they're doing right now. And this new policy that on YouTube now, where they're algorithmically demoting videos, that just doesn't sound right to me. It just doesn't sound fair or democratic in any way at all.
Yeah, they claim, we have a magic machine that shows that it's no longer your videos will be on top for the number of hits, which is obviously the most democratic system. It's just like Dig got big being open and free voting up stories, and then they rigged it and admitted that they'd rigged it. As soon as something gets big, they have to rig it because the patriots, the liberty lovers, the anti-war people, those that love freedom take it over. But I want to explain to everybody, the Wall Street Journal is reporting today Google wants its own fast track on the web, and it says, the celebrated openness of the Internet, network providers are not supposed to give preferential treatment to any traffic. It's quietly losing powerful defenders. Well, see, the media made the people that defended net neutrality were really operatives. And now at the key point, they're flipping, and it's in the article going, yeah, let's shut down the old web. Yeah, I mean, actually says it in this article. Yeah, you'll only be able to go to the places we want you to. That's a good thing. I mean, this is it. So it's not just Google that's censoring themselves and censoring their search engines while lying to the public and holding out that they're free and open and the best. It's that they want to be the backbone for the censorship of the web, and they want to be the nexus point deciding on whose website gets through and who doesn't. So, and that's why they moved in with NASA 2 years ago. We had the CIA agent, Mr. Steele, on mentioning the head doctor in this technology who really runs Google for the CIA. They have these young yuppies as their fronts. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, you know, it's just disgusting, really. I mean, it really is. Everything you've just said, it's just, it worries me. It worries me big time, because this is our free speech, and anyone who really values this free speech should make a protest about this and do something now. Let Google know that we're not happy, because, you know, this is our own free speech we're talking about. And I can't see it getting any better under Obama, because, you know, a lot of the things I've heard about what he's doing, I can't see the Internet getting any better with him in power.
But that's how they spin it. We're upgrading it. We're making it better. By the way, none of you will have websites.
Well, this is it. I mean, with Obama, for instance, I mean, the way he came to power, I know he's not in the White House yet, but, you know, it's another month to go, but everything about the way he came to power reminds me exactly of how Blair came to power in the UK back in 97, because, you know, at that time we had a deeply unpopular conservative government.
John Major.
Yeah, it was associated with sleaze and corruption, pretty much like the Republican administration. And, you know, they'd just been in power for too long. People wanted change. And, you know, they wanted a government that was for the people, free of any sleaze or incompetence and corruption. And, you know, Tony Blair, he seemed to tick all the right boxes for so many people. And, you know, I was one of those many people who were fooled into believing that Blair was the good guy. I thought that he was the one to make, you know, this country great again. I thought he was the one to make things fairer for everybody. But, you know, I mean, I was fooled into it, and I fell for it hook, line, and sinker. So, you know, it shows how easily people can be fooled, you know.
Oh, they're running around saying, censor us because we say Obama's bad, and they say we need youth brigades. We need troops on the streets. Obama will fix it. And then Obama just signed an order saying they will use troops and even non-law enforcement. They're going to be involved in every facet of our lives. I mean, we're hurtling into tyranny, and it was the same thing with Tony Blair. You know, they bring in Tony Blair as the liberal savior, and just like you said, look at what he turned England into. As soon as he got elected, he declared war on the Magna Carta.
That's right. They say one thing to get into power, and then as soon as they're in power, they do the exact opposite. And I've seen this pattern over and over again. And I'm surprised that people haven't woken up to it by now, you know, en masse, because, you know, it's just become so obvious now that, you know, I mean, by the time Blair had been in about 2 years, it was already becoming pretty clear that this guy was a phony in every sense of the word. And, you know, it just shows how easy it is for people to be fooled by these puppets. And that's all they are. They're just puppets. And, you know, from what I've seen, it's actually a very rare thing to have a president or prime minister who isn't in the pockets of the elite. And even Margaret Thatcher, she even admitted that there's a shadow government in place, and she even praised it, saying that the official government is just too slow at getting things done, and, you know, they've got to go through all the bureaucracy and red tape, and the only way they can fast-track things through is through the shadow government. So, you know, they're even telling us, they're not even hiding it. So, you know, from what I know about Obama, there's nothing to indicate to me that he's any different from the likes of Clinton or Bush or Blair or any of the other puppets.
Well, I mean, out of the gates, he is taking everything Bush did and putting it on steroids. But, you know, and by the way, listeners, we haven't talked about the shoe incident because it's a diversion and a distraction. And while it's funny to watch that weasel dodge those shoes, it doesn't matter. We have trillions that are being stolen a week. We're imploding. We're going into martial law. They're shutting down the web in front of us. Let me read for the listeners out there and then get your response to this, John Watkins, because now again, this is Internet 2, but when you read the Internet 2 documents, they come right out and say it. This is Wall Street Journal introducing this to the public. Google wants its own fast track on the web. It says one major cable operator in talks with Google says it has been reluctant so far to strike a deal to have preferential treatment with Google, of concern it might violate Federal Communications Commission guidelines on network neutrality. But then it goes on to say the government, though, is saying go ahead, because, you see, Google is the special little puppy. It's allowed to do what none of the other big companies are allowed to do because they are there. It's really a government front. Continuing, if we did this, Washington would be on fire, says one executive at the cable company who is familiar with the talks, referring to a likely reaction of regulators and lawmakers. But see, Obama's behind doing it. Separately, Microsoft Corp. and Yahoo, Inc. have withdrawn quietly from a coalition formed 2 years ago to protect network neutrality. They only did that to co-opt the people that were involved in the movement, I would add. Each company has forged relationships with phone and cable companies. In addition, prominent Internet scholars, some of whom have advised President-elect Barack Obama on technology issues, have softened their views on the subject. The consensus issue has wide ramifications for the Internet as a platform for new businesses. If companies like Google succeed in negotiating preferential treatment, the Internet could become a place where wealthy companies get faster and easier access to the web than less affluent ones. Folks, they're just Internet 2 says they're shutting all of us down. It doesn't say it like that. It says they're shutting us down. But see, introducing this to the public, it's, oh, well, they go to the head of the line. According to advocate, sure, go ahead, then I'm going to finish the article.
Well, they are seriously restricting our free speech, and Google is obviously in the pockets of the establishment. There's no doubt about that, because we know that they're sharing information about our searches, about what we search for using Google.
Google goes into China and runs the IT censorship for them. So does Yahoo. So to say that they don't know how to do this, is they're already doing it. Absolutely. They're turning up the ambient background. Let me finish this, and I'm going to get your take on it. For computer users, it could mean that websites by companies not able to strike a fast lane deal, see, they're being deceptive. It's a whole new internet that we ain't on. But see, for computer users, it could mean that websites by companies not able to strike fast lane deals will respond more slowly than those by companies able to pay. In the worst case scenario, the internet could become a medium where large companies such as Comcast Corp and cable television would control both distribution and content. Well, they've already announced they're doing that, and much of what users can access, according to neutrality advocates. They've already tried it in Canada and Texas. And then it goes on to say, the shifting position concerns some purists, oh, like we're purists because we want a web. What we're talking about is selling you the right to skip ahead of the line, says Ben Scott, policy director of Free Press, a Washington-based advocacy group. It would mean the first part of the business plan would be a deal with AT&T to get their super tier. This is anathema to a culture of innovation. Don't even the, quote, advocates get it? Don't they go read Internet 2 and government reports from 6 years ago, enough respect? I mean, don't they understand that they said they're going to what did I tell you 6 years ago, folks? What did the articles Paul wrote 5 years ago, 4 years ago say? They're going to shut down and not upgrade the old web, let it die, and then force you on Internet 2 where you have no rights and have like 2,000 choices. Do you instead of a billion. This is it. It's happening. Go ahead.
Well, this is it, and they try and present these things as if they're doing us a favor, as if they're making the web better for us. And, you know, it's exactly the same as what YouTube's doing now, saying that, you know, they want to make it a better place for their users. But they've made it a lot worse in so many different ways. And, you know, they're, you know, offering free broadband and all these other kind of deals to get people, you know, interested in it. And this is how they're trying to sell these things to us. And
exactly. They're taking our tax money and giving us, quote, free bandwidth, but already in England, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, are banned in most of the government wireless systems.
Well, this is it. And also lots of libraries throughout the UK, lots of different places in the UK where you can't access certain sites anymore. You know, so they're obviously actively censoring lots of different.
Well, what does that tell listeners? You want to spread the word about Enough Respect YouTube channel, John Watkins, because they're censoring it. You want to spread the word about Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You want to fight back against their attempt to shut us off to the rest of the population. Verbally tell people about the site. Verbally tell them about links to the films. Don't tell your email list. Put out flyers on hundreds of cars. Spray paint it on the side of your house, or don't do it on a government building. We don't want to fight back like the founding fathers, so don't do anything illegal. Just get the word out and get aggressive and get. Now, explain to people, John Watkins, explain to people what we're doing coming up this Friday.
Well, what we're going to do is basically boycott YouTube this Friday for at least one day. I'm going to boycott it for at least a week. Some people are just going to boycott it for the weekend, but I'm going to do it for the whole week. Just don't use Google, don't use YouTube at all for at least one day. Don't log in, don't watch any YouTube videos, even if they're embedded on another site. Just don't use YouTube at all for at least that one day. And you know, there's so many other things we could be doing over, you know, this Christmas period anyway. So it, you know, I can't see it being much of a problem for people just to boycott YouTube just for one day. So if we can get involved in that, you know, I encourage everybody who's a YouTube user to get involved and to upload videos to inform other people about what we're doing and to raise awareness about this issue, to raise awareness about all these changes that Google have made to YouTube, you know, and what they're doing, all these changes that they're doing to YouTube seem to be geared around restricting our ability to network with other users and to share information with large groups of people. For example, they've now removed the bulletin system from our channels. You know, before, just a few months ago, you could fire out a bulletin to all your friends. So if you had 5,000 friends, you could just send one message and it would go out to all of them in one go. Now you can't do that. They've also stopped people from sending videos to more than one friend at a time. And that's just ridiculous, because before you could send a video to every single one of your friends, even if you had 5,000 friends. Now you've got to do it one at a time, which becomes impossible if you've got, you know, even if you've got 100 friends, it's impossible to, you know, to do it one at a time. So obviously they don't want us networking. They don't want us forming large groups of people where we can share information with large groups of people. So this is not making YouTube any better, and yet they're putting it out to us. They're selling it to us as if it is making YouTube better, when clearly it's not.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to come right back and continue our discussion along these lines. And folks, I'm angry today. I mean, I'm not enjoying doing this radio show. This isn't fun. We have criminal, dirtbag scum destroying the internet, shutting it down all around us, stealing it, robbing it right in front of us, while they gang rape us in the economy as well.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Today, unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
You know, in a sick way, it's almost bad that I even do a radio show. It's like talking about it is almost bad. It's like things are so bad with the government and the crooks, it's like discussing it almost legitimizes it. Maybe I should just quit my radio show to illustrate how bad the New World Order is. I mean, that's some sick logic. But in a way, for a limited time, it would get attention to things. I mean, this isn't a game, folks. A bunch of criminal bastards that have already raped us with the $8.5 trillion and growing, are stealing the internet like they stole radio and TV, and shutting us off and restricting us because they're a bunch of inbred, lazy, degenerate, nepotistic trash. because they're a bunch of lesser men, a bunch of disgusting parasites. I hate Google. I hate YouTube. And that doesn't mean that I'm going to retreat from the field. No. I want you to get the word out about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I want you to make all of our videos number one. Make no mistake, I mean, they've shown the 9/11 Truth Movement in Congress and said we're terrorists and that we've got to be kicked off of YouTube. Make no mistake, they've shut down Terror Storm and Endgame and Road to Tyranny and all my films when they're number one on Google. They just erase our numbers and kick us off. And they do that because they're a bunch of scared cowards. They're afraid that we're going to bring them to justice, and one day they're all going to prison. Now, I apologize that you had to be on the show today when I am just in a really nasty mood, John Watkins, because I know this stuff's real. And I mean, do you ever just get sick of these bastards?
Well, you talk about anger, Alex, and I'm sure people can sense the anger in my voice as well, because, you know, Google has censored my channel on YouTube to high heaven over this last 12 months or so.
While acting like they don't do that! That's false advertising. They're a pack of dirtbags.
That's right, and I'm just an ordinary guy. All I want to do is just try and, you know, I've got an appetite for truth, and I just want to inform other people. And, you know, I'm so glad that sites like InfoWars are out there, because, you know, that wakes me up, and it gives people a wider perspective.
But not for long, not for long, if these anti-American bastards are able to have their way. Hey, listen, punks over at YouTube and Google, the mid-level folks. I know you're candy-ass yuppies and think you're all cute and funny. When people are rioting and starving in the streets, remember, they're telling you to shut down free speech so they can get away with all of this. Just remember, you helped destroy liberty and freedom. You helped censor, like YouTube censors all the anti-Iraq war videos. So you got all the blood of those dead Iraqis on your hands. You're not a bunch of liberals like you claim you are. You love Barack Obama. You love warmongering. You're trash. You're trash. Go ahead.
Well, this is it. And I think what Google want to do with YouTube is basically turn it into just an extension of daytime mainstream television, where it's completely sanitized, where channels like mine are heavily censored.
They've said that, and that's why they tried 2 weeks ago until they got boycotted, to only put women in bikinis on the front page and not the top videos anymore.
Well, this is it. You know, it's just becoming just like any mainstream TV channel.
They announced they're not going to put on there the search engine, what the word or the search actually brings up. They're going to put what they want up. That's Chinese-style censorship.
That's right. It's completely cheating. It's cheating the people who use the site. It's defrauding their users. You know, it's just disgusting, really. You know, I mean, I turned off the TV set specifically because I wanted to expand my mind and get information, you know, and then to relay that information onto others. But now they're even restricting that. They're stopping us from...
Well, they say Internet 2 is going to stop major file sharing, even if it's your own media. So see, in the future, in that respect, when they shut you and I down, we won't even be able to pass these videos around with each other. You understand? They're coming at us at every point because they need to neutralize the public so they can steal everything they've got. These are bank robbers. What does a bank robber do? They pull the phone line before they rob the bank. They don't want the teller calling the cops, in that respect. So, of course, they're pulling your phone line, man. A pack of dirt bags. A pack of filth. Oh, I'm going to defeat you, New World Order. We're going to get our hands on you soon enough. Stay there, my friend.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.